HIV/AIDS, too, remains a pandemic, with more than 2 million people around the world becoming infected annually. Though in many countries infection rates have dropped by a third in the past 10 years, in contrast to global trends, Colombia's HIV infection rates have continued to rise. Researchers there say a major barrier to battling the epidemic is getting people tested. Only one out of every three or four people infected with HIV in Colombia has been tested and diagnosed. This is due in part to a lack of resources and largely to prevailing public misconceptions about who is and who isn't at risk. Jennifer Dunn brings us this report from Santa Marta, a popular tourist destination on Colombia's northern coast.
The city of Santa Marta sits below the cactus-spotted foothills of Colombia's Sierra Nevada mountains. Long beaches lined with coconut trees, calm and clear Caribbean waters attract over a million visitors each year. As tourism and the economy have grown here over the past decade, so has the sex industry and the region's HIV epidemic. Colombia's national HIV prevalence is at about 0.5%, but researchers estimate that rate is higher, close to 0.7%, here. 28-year-old Sofia picks up clients on the street near Santa Marta's historic district. She wears no makeup, and she looks tired. She's been a sex worker here for about 9 years. She didn't know much about HIV or other sexually transmitted diseases when she started this work, but she's picked up information from peers over the years. She's never had an HIV test, but she says she does use condoms.
The men always ask for sex without condoms, but I don't allow that. I have 3 children to feed and no husband, so I have to take care of my health. I don't let the men touch my breasts or kiss my mouth, and I douche after work.
22-year-old Elena works in a bar a few streets away. On a good day, she has about 10 clients. She says that she and the other 6 women who work here are careful to protect themselves.
We use condoms. We are not doing this for pleasure. We're doing it because we have to. We don't remove all of our clothes, and we inspect the men for signs of infection.
Elena believes that these measures, that the other women here taught her, are working and that she's never been sick. But she's never actually been tested for HIV or STIs.
We don't know where to go for tests like that. But we don't need to, because in the whole time I've been working here, none of us girls have gotten sick. Also, we haven't seen any sick men come in here.
Views like Elena's, that STIs and HIV are always visible, and that testing is only necessary for people who feel very sick, are common public misconceptions driving Colombia's HIV epidemic, says Edinson Aranguren. He is the spokesman for Liga Colombiana de Lucha contra SIDA, an HIV/AIDS research and prevention organization based in Bogotá.
Colombia has very low HIV testing rates. We estimate only 1 in every 3 or 4 people living with the virus has been tested and diagnosed. Most people don't get diagnosed until years after they have been infected. By then, they may have passed HIV on to countless others.
Mr. Aranguren says much work remains to be done in educating sex workers about the importance of regular testing and condom use. Results from the limited testing his organization has done with sex workers here suggest they are not using condoms consistently.
We have done some HIV testing and surveys with sex workers on the coast. They report regular condom use, but the rates of positive HIV tests in our samples contradicted those claims. Maybe when they are offered more money for sex without condoms.
Low testing rates are not only a concern among high-risk groups like sex workers. HIV is rapidly gaining momentum in Colombia's general population, as Marta Cotes, a Santa Marta nurse specializing in HIV treatment, explains.
We are now seeing most new infections among housewives, women who have had few or even only one sex partner their whole lives. They contract the virus from their husbands, who are having unprotected sex outside the marriage. Most of these women don't think about risk, and they don't get diagnosed until very late in their infection. If we can get them tested earlier, educated, and in treatment, we can help prevent them from passing HIV on to future children.
Ms. Cotes and Mr. Aranguren agree that ramping up testing is critical to slowing the nation's HIV epidemic, but many obstacles impede this goal. Tests are not generally free, and the cost can be prohibitive. One HIV test costs between $20 to $40, nearly twice the average daily wage in Colombia. But, according to Mr. Aranguren, the cost is only one of many complex factors keeping testing rates low.
Most Colombians still believe HIV is something very far from their own lives. Another problem, unfortunately, is doctors do not offer the test as much as they should. If they don't think the patient is a member of a traditionally high-risk group, like men who have sex with men or intravenous drug users, they won't even suggest it. If doctors don't emphasize the importance of HIV testing, then patients won't take the initiative to do it.
I headed to the street to ask different people what they thought about HIV risk and testing.
I've never had the chance to do an HIV test. No doctor has ever suggested that to me. I might do one in the future if I was feeling really sick or something, but I haven't had any problems like that.
I've had two HIV tests. Most women, they think that if they're in a relationship, that they aren't at risk and they don't need to worry about this. But that's a lie. I can't be sure about what my husband does outside, so I go looking for health information and I ask for the tests.
In my hometown, Aguachica, there is a lot of AIDS. There is controversy about how to deal with sex education in schools. Some people say teaching us about safe sex will encourage us to have sex. But in my public school, we did have courses on STD, HIV and pregnancy prevention. But we have seen AIDS-related deaths in our community. This is something we worry and talk about. We have a clinic in Aguachica that offers free HIV testing, and many of us have done it. It's our health, our lives, and we want to know.
Jody's attitude signifies a positive shift in HIV awareness in Colombia. But while education and testing efforts are improving in some regions, they still don't reach much of the population. Mr. Aranguren hopes that will change soon.
We need more funding and resources to increase HIV testing, counseling, and treatment in Colombia. But most importantly, we need more education, not only for high-risk groups like sex workers, but also for the general population, and especially for healthcare providers. We have to battle the myth that only marginal groups are at risk for HIV, because we all have some degree of risk.
For World in Progress, I'm Jennifer Dunn in Santa Marta, Colombia.